Forever Dog.
Oh, hold on, I have a French press.
Oh, it singed my hair.
I have a French press. Look, okay. I have to push the thing down.
Push it. All
right.
Oh.
I'm going to turn the thing and I'm going to pour it right in here.
Oh, that hot push.
Hot push.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, well, that's flavor you can taste.
Flavor.
That's hot goss.
I don't need caffeine. I'm lively enough as it is, thank you. When I choose coffee, I choose High Point. It's instant coffee. I don't have time to brew actual coffee. When I'm in the back of a limousine going over scripts for pictures, I need High Point coffee. Decaffeinated, thank you.
Welcome back for yet another steaming
piping,
scalding serving of
hot
grrrs. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's go ahead and get into some
hot.
just yawning through the intro.
Maybe you should get some caffeine.
How's it going?
I have no complaints right now other than the ones that everybody in the world has, so I'm just going to keep it pumping, queen, and we're going to talk about wonderful things for a bit. Keep it pushing, queen. If you ever wonder where Keep It Pumping Queen comes from, it comes from Flotilla DeBarge when a girl was in her station for a moment too long, just passing by. She said, "Keep it pumping, queen," at Wigstock. And it was one of the best moments I've ever seen because I was just like, no, you are not to get in her work zone.
You're in my mirror because.
Don't touch my stuff.
Don't touch my stuff. Nikki, don't drive. Speaking of, you know, award-winning performances, the VMAs happened on Sunday. And we have to just exalt our diva, our divas. Lady Gaga performed.
Chloe and Hallie.
Yes.
Doja, BTS, all the performances I thought were pretty sickening.
I mean, I only saw the things pertaining to Lady Gaga because I'm that type of gay, but...
No, I've met you. I know.
There was a lot to look at with Lady Gaga because I kept seeing like the updates, like, because I didn't watch the telecast because I'm on the West Coast and everything was happening like early on the East Coast. So I was just seeing the like Lady Gaga stuff, and she changed her clothes about 47 times. Each outfit more exciting than the last.
There was Valentino, there was Iris Van Herpen, there was Nicole.
I have a really bad case of Iris Van Herpes right now.
Out your nostril? Or out your blowhole.
And I thought it was really cool that Lady Gaga conspicuously was wearing like masks each time she appeared. It was a different mask, a mask with an intention. And I think that in this time where the country is still struggling with the pandemic and some people are just like, well, I'm bored with that, so I'm not going to wear a mask anymore. I think it's important that she was subliminally telling us that, like, wearing masks is important and it can be fun.
Yeah, I think her attempting to normalize it by, like, figuring out a way to remain within safety parameters for all the outfits and looks was a great idea on her styling team and her just, like, being an example, you know, because, like, where you see this big pimple on my face, that's from a mask. Like, we have to get used to maskne. We have to normalize these masks.
Maskne.
Honestly.
You just started the trend. Maskne.
There you go. Not shocking.
What did you... What'd you think of the performance?
I loved her performances. I thought Ariana's hair was great. I loved everything about it. And I feel like Chloe and Haley were really like the Wonder Twins too. Like I would have worn the whole outfit. I wish I could have gotten their choreo. Like beautiful songbirds, like choreo.
So, Doja Cat. So brilliant.
Doja Cat was great, and they were wearing Neon Cowboys, that company we talked about a couple weekends ago on Hot Goss, the neon masks. And
that's
like,
Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
It was nice to see like people I know succeed during the VMAs and, you know, look great while they were doing it.
Didn't Howie do something?
Yeah, Howie made Ariana's outfit.
Oh, shout out to Howie B, deep friend of the pod.
Shout out to Howie B and hi, Derek. Last year, he made Lizzo's like four reveals when Mark was styling it. This year, you know, he just did Ariana, just kept it a light year, just Ariana.
Can I ask you both about the vocals?
The vocals that are unprecedented and beyond question? Sure.
Yeah.
Feel free to ask.
Live vocals. Pre-tailed.
Stupid Love on the piano and applause. I don't know where all those hands were coming from, but they were clapping hard, and I'm glad they were there because she deserves all the roses. Give her her roses now.
Give her her roses.
Give her the roses.
I always appreciate, you know, Lady Gaga's creativity, and she took the limitation of, you know, it's not a live event as is normal, but she went ahead and created sort of a set that was the size and scale of the VMAs so that it was like a VMA performance. It was obviously pre-taped because she kept magically changing clothes. I don't believe those were actual quick changes. I'm not going to buy that they are, but it was still really cool that it was like done like in a sort of sleight of hand kind of way. So it was like a mixture of pre-taped, but with the excitement of live. And I can't say enough about it. I really love, it's the first time we're hearing Chromatica live. Ariana's options were just, are you joking me?
There were some grace notes, and there was liberties taken with the score, but I appreciated them all. I think Frankie was actually ghosting her vocals from the back. I don't think that was Ariana.
That's always Frankie.
It's Frankie. You know where there's Ari, there's a Frankie.
She goes in Ari and she comes out Frankie.
No, Frankie.
I don't know what that means. In other news, this is upsetting. I didn't see this, but this is Widow Von Du posted on August 30th. Mm-hmm. She said, thank you to the quote unquote fandom of Drag Race. You did it. You ran another person of color away from what they love. I try to be strong, but y'all done made me feel like I should hate myself. And guess what? You won. You make me feel like I should have just stayed a Kansas City queen. I hate doing this so much, and I don't want to do this anymore. She's directly addressing the toxicity of the often racist Drag Race fandom. I mean, mob, which sometimes it can act like.
I don't know the particulars of what has driven her to post this, but whenever I feel this way, it's a simple solution, either the block button or I log off. And logging off has done great for me because I'd be like, all these people, they're making me. And then they're like, who? I had this discussion with someone that I like trust to talk to about stuff that like won't really judge me. And they were like, who? I'm like, Twitter. And they're like, that's not a who, that's a what. Like, are these people that you know? And I'm like, no, probably. And then like, then why are you allowing them to infringe upon your day and your mind? And I was like, okay, you're right, but this is social media and I want to be social, it's my social media, blah blah blah. And they're like, well, listen, you gave up that part of yourself, you traded something for it, and this is what you get to deal with now. And if you don't like these strangers telling you what to do, take yourself out of the position where they can just log the fuck off. It's weird because like on the I have a receipt from August 28th where it's a receipt for Widow's shirt. Like, I just bought one and like an 8x10. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw something that I liked and I was like, let me go support her. I don't have a Widow shirt yet. I want it. So, like, there's people out there that love you, Widow, if you're listening, and please keep doing what you're doing. You're the only person I know who was brave enough to get on the floor of FUBAR in 2019, and you've lived to tell. So I hope I get to see the secrets from FUBAR as well.
I think I see a discarded needle.
Oh, wait, that's just the bartender's only fans. Yeah, Widow, we love you. And, you know, don't let him get you.
Well, I can't agree with you enough that there is immense power in logging off. You are not doing yourself any favor by
not to this podcast. Just make that clear, darling.
Well, that's different. That's this is. I mean, this is like taking in a Scorsese picture each episode. Yeah. It's
well,
not
that.
Social media as a tool can be used for good, but inundating yourself with it constantly can be really, really toxic to your psyche. I've become really, really protective over my like what goes in my brain holes lately, and during this pandemic, it seemed like for a while there, it was like I was just plugged in all the time to something, and unplugging every now and then, and just sort of like, you know, logging off, like you said, is extremely empowering and really important. We love you, Widow Von Du. We love you so much, and don't ever stop fucking doing drag because you're sickening.
Well, yeah, there's not many things you can control, but what you put in your body and your ears and your eyes is one of those things. And yes, the people of Chicago and the Midwest are in for a treat because there is a socially distanced revelation coming at you. It's crash landing from the planet Glamtron.
Yes.
On September 13th in Chicago, the one and only Alaska Thunderfuck 5000
right.
is doing a drive-in show in Chicago.
That's right.
You can get tickets at LSD Rive-In. Oh, wait. LSDriveIn.com. They make this harder every week.
I guess it does say LSD right on it, but it's lsdrivein.com. There's also a link in my bio. Yes, another drive-in show in a city that I love. More details will be coming soon, but I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I would love to do a Race Chasem's drive-in where we just sit in the car and they have to guess what car we're in. And then
drive by.
And then we'll be at the Rose Bowl. And then whoever guesses gets to do the show with us. We'll be unassuming. We'll look like the Golden Girls when they're in disguise, like
right.
scarves, glasses, hats.
I will say LSD stands for Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. You know, the road that goes along the lake. So I assume your venue is along the lake. The lakeshoredrivein.com.
Lakeshore Drive-In. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but
are you
going to
pull up in a boat like Gaga at Venice? Please
yes.
do.
Ah! That's such a good idea.
I would die.
Fuck. Well, okay. Now I have to go look at boats after we record this. Fuck.
Damn. Well, I have a boat. It's pretty. And I mean, it was the best in 2012.
My boat is pretty.
We lost like a real life superhero this week in Chadwick Boseman.
Yes,
I've been sad about that, and then seeing all the stuff behind the scenes that we didn't know he did, visiting kids in the hospital while he was sick, dealing with the same thing that these kids were dealing with, making people's day unnecessarily at like press junkets and like the bits he did on Jimmy Kimmel where he got to meet fans who his work has directly impacted. If you haven't like seen his movies, it's a great way to learn about history while also entertaining yourself, because like I didn't know a lot about Thurgood Marshall. I didn't know a lot about Jackie Robinson. I knew like, you know, number 42, first guy, but like there's a lot to be learned from his movies and his life and his activism. And I know I've tried to step up my like contributions to the world and society a little bit in this COVID thing, because I realized what a waste of a person I was in a way. And like seeing all that he did was even more inspiring. So I hope that Race Chaser Mom can continue to do good work. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to see, but all his contributions to the arts have been like so numerous, and we can always remember him, you know. So there's that.
Yeah, definitely.
There's more contributions to the arts with this Kelly song. Have you heard Kelly's new song, Kelly of Shoes? Of Shoes?
No, I have not.
You know
no,
what
I
it's
have
called?
Not.
Masks.
Let's get masks. Some masks.
Let's get some masks. And
this
it's
mask
on-
is $300.
Sometimes expensive things are worse.
Kelly, Kelly, what do you want to do with your life? I'll get what get I want.
Definitely go ahead and check out Masks on YouTube by Kelly. It's a remake of Shoes. And while while you're at it, you can also check out Dry Ass Pussy.
Macaroni in a box. That's some dry ass pussy.
By Lady Bunny and Flotilla DeBarge. The
Yo,
music
Flotilla
is
got bars.
Yes. The music video is available on Lady Bunny's Instagram page. It's really, really funny. And if you need a laugh in these difficult times, this is the place to get it. Lady Bunny will provide. So that's going to be our rainbow spotlight right now. And we'll be right back.
Listen up, Tootsie Lou.
I said we certified freaks, 7 days a week. Our dry ass pussy make your pullout game bleed. Woo! Yeah, 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 yeah. You fucking with some dry ass pussy. You might hear a cough from this dry ass pussy. So put a cough drop in this dry ass pussy. Breeze it up, baby, get some lard. I'm extra large and extra charred. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a Metro card. Put some locks, smear inside. I'm like a bagel, stale and dry. Spit in my cunt, avoid my eyes. This pool ain't wet, don't take a dive. Cause you may not come out alive. Let's role play, you're my gynecologist. You better park that Big Mac truck, cause my tank is out of gas. Get some cream, Vaseline, freshen it up with some Listerine. I don't douche, it ain't clean, and that might be why I got no ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, get some Vaseline. Put that neck bone deep inside of me. Tell him where to put it, no moisture inside of me. Run down heifer with a pussy down to a knee. Taste like shit, chapped your lip. Gonna need some grease while I ride this dick. Dried up pussy will take anything. The sores in my pussy gonna make your dick sting.
He gonna go in thick to this dry ass pussy.
Take the skin off his dick with this dry ass pussy.
You need chapstick to eat this dry ass pussy.
Sandpaper your walls with this dry ass pussy.
Exfoliate your balls with this dry ass pussy.
Desert terrain in this dry ass pussy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, Scandal, Action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. We are back, and this is a segment that we can't be outdone by Lady Bunny and Flotilla. So
No.
I hope you did your vocal warm-ups. Okay.
Let's get political. Never see a party. Xanadu. Politics.
Let's get political with you. That is the end of the joyous part of this. Let's talk about another police shooting. So protesters were marching Tuesday for the second day in a row from the scene where a black man was fatally shot by deputies of the LA County Sheriff's Office, demanding answers over the last deadly encounter between police and a black American. The Sheriff's Office has said Dijon Kizzy was stopped for riding his bicycle in violations of vehicle codes, tried to run away, and then was shot after dropping a bundle of items that included a handgun. But with no body cameras in use by deputies and no cell phone video surface, activists say the public is being asked to take the sheriff department's account of the incident at face value. And given the recent spate of fatal police encounters with black men, protesters are again claiming injustice. The two deputies involved in the fatal shooting have been removed from active field duty pending an investigation. They reportedly shot him almost 20 times and handcuffed his body after killing him. He wasn't holding the gun or pointing it at police. A taser would have worked. There's so many videos emerging of police letting white people yell and scream and threaten them and get to drive away from traffic stops or police interactions or walking past cops with their hands up and a gun. Continue to be eye-opening through these cell phone videos about how racist many officers are. I saw that video that had a compilation of officers making white power signs. Seeing that, it's like, just because they're a cop doesn't mean they're good. So if you see a video and you need to repost it for some reason, put a trigger warning because it is triggering to a lot of people. But these keep happening. And if you can, whatever you can do to help it in your own way, whether it's a call, showing up for a protest, giving money, making your opinion known somehow that this is unacceptable, please do it.
Yeah, and this is something that we see it with our very own eyes. I mean, there's people walking around with assault rifles, brandishing them, and the police are like asking them for directions, and everything's okie dokie. Even if they're carrying them illegally, they don't. And then someone who is black is killed for riding a bicycle. And you can say things like, oh, well, maybe he was breaking the law or he was carrying a gun. That's also not the point. Yes, okay, maybe he was breaking the law or maybe he was carrying a gun, but that does not mean that he deserved to die. And that does not mean that he deserved to be shot 20 fucking times. It's a really, really tragic scenario that we're yet again seeing, and it's really sad, and it's really messed up. I don't know if you've heard, but there's an election coming up.
This is something you can do. So you're I told you to find something to do. Now you can listen to something you can do. Go ahead.
Right. Yes. Okay. So Old Navy is paying their workers to work the polls on November 3rd. So even though we could have easily just had national mail-in ballots, we are still having lots of in-person polling stations this fall. So this is from Fox News. Wow, we're really reaching across the aisle. Wow. But this says, Old Navy is offering to pay its employees a full day's rate to volunteer as poll workers on Election Day in November, the company announced Tuesday. It's a move that comes amid alarming reports of a looming nationwide shortage of poll workers, who are typically elderly and retired people, a population that this year are at increased risk of suffering from complications due to the novel coronavirus. Every voice in this country matters and deserves to be heard at the polls. And if we at Old Navy can even be a small part of making that process more accessible to the communities we call home, we are on board, says Nancy Green, the head of Old Navy, in a press release. Gap, the parent company of Old Navy, they're like the mom of Old Navy, is partnering with Civic Alliance and Power the Polls on this effort. The groups are trying to find an additional 250,000 poll workers in an attempt to keep polling locations open and operating efficiently across the country.
I mean, I've been a That's poll good worker. News. I've been a poll worker for years. So
oh my gosh, different kind of poll.
Oh, that's why my application was sticky. My bad.
Work this poll.
Oh, sweetie.
So if people go to powerthepolls.org, they can help staff their local polling place.
And this poll has two L's in it, just in case y'all need to know about that.
P-O-L-L-S. And this is good news, and it's good to hear that Old Navy is kind of stepping up and encouraging people to do this, because we do need poll workers. So this is going to come down to we need young people to kind of step up and take over this thing that you normally think of, like, it's the nice older people who are helping you sign in the books when you go vote. Mm-hmm. But we're calling upon the younger generation to step up and step in, because But Dipper, maybe you know facts about this, or maybe I'm just wildly spinning.
What, I couldn't know?
Nonsense.
I couldn't be helpful?
Maybe I'm just wildly, maybe you'll know. I don't fucking know.
No, ask Dipper.
I don't fucking know, okay? Isn't it possible, though, that mail-in voting will take longer to vote, so we won't have the results on November 3rd? So it could look like he's gonna win, but then they have to count the votes, which takes longer. But he can use the fact that it looks like he's gonna initially win to his advantage.
Yeah, I mean, I think
is this a fear?
Yes, there's a big fear, especially with his use of Twitter and social media, that mm-hmm. he'll call the election before all of the ballots are announced.
I think Twitter would immediately refute that, because they've been very good at limiting his his non-fact-based tweets and removing them, because one day I think he'll be put in the books as like an enemy of America based on everything that will eventually be revealed about these last 4 years that he's been here. And I think that chance to set history straight is, you know, all on us in November.
We need to really understand that on the evening of November 3rd, we won't have an answer.
Yeah, you know, and also, like, this is stuff that we need to do the vote-in stuff in October and everything, because, like, we need to let it get there. You need to – it's September 1st now, guys. Summer is over. Back to work. Back to school. Your first priority is getting your vote mailed in. If you think there may be – you can't wait until, I don't know if maybe I can get off work that day or, like, go vote or whatever. Just do the mail-in now. Get it done. Make sure it's there. Get, like, a insurer receipt on it or whatever. You know,
I don't really know.
And every state is different. In California, they're just sending it to every single voter. In other states, you have to request, you have to fill out an application. Other places, you have to go down to an office to get a mail-in ballot. Like, it's so you gotta take some personal responsibility and figure it out.
And when you vote, use the hashtag race chaser. And like RuPaul says, vote early and vote often. Thanks, bro.
Soft golf clap. Well, why don't we go ahead and soft gas? We'll take a break and we'll come right back. How about that?
The quips we're not doing this is
–
All right. Mm-hmm. We are back and we're ready to go. Everybody get in the cave.
Dive deep in the cave. Ooh, this cave's dark. Let's get in the cave. Oh, there's an echo. Oh, we're in a cave.
This is when we go, of course, spelunking. Deep inside the DMs. We had a great... The cave is inhabited by geese.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, you know what?
It's good for the geese and it's good for the gander.
Good for the geese, good for the gender. So last week, we talked to y'all about Janice. Gaga, you take it.
No, you go ahead. I'm just...
Okay, sorry. Did I interrupt? I didn't mean to.
No, you didn't. I'm just responding gutturally. This is shocking. A queen mailed in last week, and her name was Janice Dick in Your Son, which is a play on Janice Dickinson. She didn't write in, but
she was the one that Dolce was talking about that does her whole act from Jimmy Kimmel or something or Conan, right?
Yes.
I feel like sinks to Dolce's comedy.
So funny.
Which I love. And we've all met her apparently multiple times.
Right. And so the sleuthers of the Race Chasingtons, we appreciate our fans so much. They sent us some pictures of us with Janice Dick and Your Son.
Research and Development Department of the Race Chasings Mom Network.
I mean, truly, I can't recall most events from my life, so I'm not surprised that I don't remember. But she looks amazing. In the one picture, she's flashing one of her breasts.
It looks like Courtney's pulling the brassiere to the side to show the quiff of areola.
Courtney is Justin Timberlaking her breast and revealing it to the world, I guess.
She also is revealing to the world that she doesn't think that she needs a nail.
Courtney's been revealing that to the world for some time. We all look great. Including Janice Dick and Your Son. And we thank you, Race Chasingtons, out there.
Let's just crop out Courtney and say new AAA girls. Janice, me and you.
Tickets now avail.
Tickets now avail at lsdboatshow.com.
I know a girl who did that boat show once. She didn't like it.
Molly, come on.
We'll go see
Molly,
Caesar
I said
sing.
Now.
Have you ever seen Caesar sing? This message comes from Gabs.
I love says, Gabs. Can I read?
Yes, please read.
Can you read me? Hi, Wilhelmina. Alaska Rena and Dipper Tina, longtime listener, first time writer. When COVID started, my girlfriend and I moved into an apartment with our friends to save on rent. However, because we are all working from home and hardly leave it because quarantine, it means we get very little time to ourselves, privacy, to be just a couple and have our intimate time because our other two friends are always around. It makes things awkward, and we're so sick of not having our own space and privacy. Do you dolls have any advice on what we can do to get some time with each other without offending our friends? I'm not really like they can go anywhere else in the quarantine, SOS. Your desperate friend of the pod, Gabs. Okay, and they're all lesbians, so no dick pictures, but here's some titties. Oh, wow. I want to mold these, and can you get Gabe on making a mold of these for me?
Like, literally.
These are the boobs I want.
They're really fantastic, and she's got this nice baseball cap on, a medium-length haircut, and a phone that seems very small and petite.
And a smile. Nothing's
a
better than a
tattoo. Is she in an elevator with her tits out?
You know what? I looked at the thing in the background, which is I zoomed in on it, and it looks some. It says CAL. It may be some sort of certification or coupon.
Wow.
I do not think she is on sale, but the reflection does make it look like the beveled edge of a mirror and not
an elevator. There's an left corner.
There's an elevator behind her. But it looks like she's at the elevator bank. So I just want you to be factual in your reporting. I mean, we've talked to you about this before.
Well,
and
it's
if
not
this
even
happens
just,
again, we're calling Nebraska. Okay?
Okay.
Mackenzie, why are you even here?
You need to brush that wig. Girl, that post? Woo! I saw that again this morning. That was so funny. I'm going to watch that show, and we need to recap it.
That show's really good. But Gabs, she's in front of... This isn't like I'm going to pull my tits out and take a picture.
The whole shirt is off.
The shirt is off, and the hat is back on. So I don't know how you managed to do this picture in a public elevator bank, but I salute you, Gabs.
Oh, honey, you should see the things you could do.
Now, in response to your question, this is a great question, and... my answer is this. First of all, do not worry about offending your friends when it comes to this, because it is 2020 and everyone has to kind of be a little bit understanding. The circumstances are wacky right now. Everything mm-hmm. is weird and out of whack and up in the air. But there are things you can do. Go for a drive together. Go see a drive-in movie or a drive-in show as a couple. That's a way that you can get out of the house together. You can also, I don't know, maybe like get an Airbnb for the weekend and just have a space where you can like be away from the house and away from your roommates that you're with 24 hours a day. It'll make you appreciate them more and have like a better time when you are all together.
Yeah,
that's my advice.
Go to the roof, take up coloring, find some way to get them out of the house instead of you. If you can't think of stuff, like give them like a gift certificate to like a socially distant boat ride or like tickets to Alaska show. Be like, here, we got these tickets to this drag queen. We used to love her, but she's been spouting all these unfactual things. And so now we're Nebraska fans.
Asshole.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think there's plenty of things you could do. And if you're feeling this way, they might be feeling this way too. So why don't you guys talk about it? So you can be like, hey, we need 2 hours every Tuesday so I can get up her canal and she can do things to me and not have you in the other room.
Her canal.
Her love canal.
The Suez Canal, honey.
Uh-huh.
Why don't I read the next message, which is from Stephanie?
How about from Lindsay?
Oh, well, Stephanie, you got the chop, toots.
If you need at any point for me to press in on the siren button and save you, let me know.
If during the first minute of me reading this letter, I'm having a she-mergency, you can press the not actually a button, red button. And,
I'm going to release the birds, and then they're going to grab you off the stage, and then I'll keep reading. Cue the birds.
Perfect. Cue the birds.
Oh, sorry.
That is not a bird. Dipper, you're gone too. Do I have to do this podcast myself with Nebraska and Derek?
I was looking for a siren. But here,
you're going to hear my siren song real quick.
I've heard it before.
Okay.
This message is from Lindsay. Hi, Alaska, Willem, and Big Dipper. I wanted to start by saying you are all consistently my favorite Wednesday and Friday activity during quarantine. Keep up the awesome work with Race Chaser. My question is for Willem. Well, fuck my drag. We both share a passion for interior design. I loved watching your episode of House Hunters and was so happy to see you find your Palm Springs palace. What has been your favorite and least favorite part of the home renovation process? Would you consider doing a house tour for your YouTube channel so we can see the amazing updates you've made? With love, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks for the question. You can go now, Alaska. So, yeah.
Beep, beep, beep.
There will be a house tour coming very soon this month. And my favorite part of the renovation process is probably the one I'm in now, which is like lighting and like some furniture because it's like the easy stuff. And my least favorite part of it was when the wind blew away my bag of mushrooms because I left it outside and I was like, okay, there's pool floats against my cactuses the cigarette, like there were cigarette butts all over the yard. And I was like, that little Ziploc with those mushrooms in it had no chance. So like, wow. I don't know where they are, but like that was my least favorite renovation day when I lost my drugs.
Well, the thing about like buying a house is there's so much workings underneath the surface, like as far as like I don't know, the pipes that make stuff go out and oh, the yeah. roof on the top of the thing. You don't think about any of these things until you're fucking trying to renovate a house. That seems to me the most dreadful, and just because I have no knowledge.
It's like putting a dead body in drag and trying to get it to cooperate. Because that's what I'm doing. I'm basically like, okay, hold this part up while you shove something in there to support it so the roof doesn't fall down while you take down this wall. And oh my God, let's hope that this bathroom isn't hooked up to the sprinklers like it wasn't supposed to be, but oops, it was. So let's go after and yell at this realtor for not doing his fucking job. There's so many moments where I'm so fucking frazzled, but then I just realized that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and this will be done. And, you know, it's closer to the end of my 2-year plan than it is the beginning. And I'm happy for that. And it's nice to be able to see, like, everything I thought I could do, I've pretty much done, other than, like, one thing, which I couldn't do. But that's, you know, not my fault. I didn't have enough nail glue.
And seeing what you've done with the house has been really, really amazing and exciting. And your eye is unparalleled. And
Courtney's eyes are unparalleled. Literally,
they're not.
My eyes are just fine.
They don't look parallel. But really, your aesthetic and your taste level is really just exploded all over the whole house, and it's really fantastic. So
thank
I can't wait to see the house
and
tour.
I know I've kind of alluded to it, but my house will be available for rent. And as soon as you press the doorbell, you'll hear, "It's my house, and I live here. It's my house."
Which is sampled on Replay from Chromatica.
Love it. I love that song so much. We have another question, and this is from Sam. This says, "Hi, Willem and Alaska. Dipper, you can go. Big fan of the pod."
Fuck Dipper's drag.
I was going to actually say we should not read this Sam question, but read this.
I agree. I don't like that they cut you out.
I agree.
I do not like how they discluded you.
Really ugly. Honestly.
Well, then let's read this question from Stephanie. It'll be our last question.
Stefania Melania.
Yeah.
"Alaska, Willem, and Dipper. I am literally only at about the 9-minute mark of Friday's episode of Hot Goss. I believe it is Jackie Beat who says, 'Missed using religion,' and if people just follow the number one rule of the Bible, and he says it's 'Judge not.' And as a Christian, I would like to add, it is also to love everyone. I'm very sorry for any Christ follower who has hurt you in any way for being gay or amazing drag queens. It makes my blood boil when Christians judge and are unloving. My brother came out to me at 16 years ago when I was 18, and my response was not the best, but as I have grown in many areas of my life, he knows that I accept and love him for who he is. One of our favorite things to do is hang out on Friday nights and watch Drag Race. We even have our mom hooked. That first season I watched was season 4, and Willem was my favorite. Season 4 introduced me to the art of drag, and I'm grateful for that. I have wanted to write you guys for a long time just to let you know where there are Christians out there who love you and what you do and do not judge you one bit. And for the record, I think Jesus would be a liberal. Thank you for your podcasts that make me smile weekly. Well, more than weekly. And sorry for the lack of a question and of explicit pics, but I just wanted to thank Willem for getting me hooked on Drag Race and for both of you for bringing light and positivity to the world. Stephanie."
Well, we thank you for that, Stephanie. Yeah.
And
the
truth...
Yes, it's true.
There's this Christian named Christian Dante White. He's a Broadway actor and a singer. He has like the silkiest voice ever. So I do love Christians. Mm-hmm. He's also like 6'4". And he's fine.
Salute. Yeah.
Damn right, salute.
It's true. And I believe the main point of all the major religions, it is just
kneeling down and then hoping for something.
All
religions, at some point you kneel down and you hope for something. Pray, hope.
Yeah.
Kneeling.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm Christ.
Kneeling O'Hara.
Sparkle, kneeling, sparkle.
You know how bitchy fags can be. Well, at least I didn't marry one.
Don't you flush that!
Bye-bye, pussycat. Which I think is where pussycat wig comes from, because that sort of short wig she steals. We're talking about the movie Valley of the Dolls, and she steals the wig off the woman at one point, and it's a tiny little wig, and she calls it Pussycat right before she flushes it down the toilet.
I'm going to leave the same way I came out, with my head held high. Yet her hair is perfect after under that wig by the time she walks out. Like, it's slightly
no pin curls.
It's slightly Tippi Hendren'd, like in the birds. It's still exquisite.
Yeah, she's like really, really stunning. Valley of the Dolls, we recommend it. Did you know Judy Garland was supposed to play that role?
Yeah, and she did the screen test and the costume test, and apparently they were, it was a bit too, it was not what they wanted, so she was let go. And,
well,
you know.
Once she got to set and started working, she was like locking herself in her trailer and stuff, and that's why.
I mean, it might have been method.
Right. It was. We'll have a whole podcast literally about Valley of the Dolls, but that'll have to wait for another time. And we thank you so much for listening to
Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
Send us your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com, and you could have your letter read right on the air. Ooh. We also have exciting bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
Willem. You can search the hashtag using Race Chaser, and you can watch the videos a la carte today. Today, we're releasing our Freaky Friday video, and some of you do glamour. We do freak.
It was really fun dressing up like great. One another.
And if you want to see previews of that or anything else, stuff we talked about today, you can go to our Instagram, @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, and @RaceChaserPod.
Yes, and don't forget, if you missed our Name That Tune live stream and you're looking for some quality chaotic entertainment with your favorite drag superstars, you can still watch on Vimeo. That's video on demand. And all the money will be donated to For the Girls, okay? The link to that is in our link tree on Instagram, okay?
Also, yes. The link tree has many other things which deserve some examination. There's resources, places to donate money to support the BLM movement, and these timelines, including mine, have gone back to normal. Somebody was like, this is really tacky, you promoting yourself, because I put up a video of me on a dirt bike. And I was like, you know what? All the dildos in the video are tacky, but not this video. But honestly, I was like, okay, I talked about me like I always do. Let me talk about something else that would affect the world. So I'm trying to do one and one every day at least, because there's everyday ways that you can make anti-racist choices and learn new stuff about racism, privilege, and how it affects your daily life. So do that.
That's tea. And follow Lady Gaga's example and wear a mask. Wash your hands. Stay safe and healthy. And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling.
Hot Goss. That's Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.